the music is very accessible to the student voices. And of course, there's a giant puppet in the show. And so who doesn't like a giant puppet? We had a really cool experience, really unique this time around, where we were able to take a New York trip a month ago. It was February, where we actually got to take a bunch of the cast to see Little Shop of Horrors on Broadway. In February. So they all got to see it and kind of get a reference point and see how another company would do it. And then we got to meet the cast out at the stage door and have a supremely unique experience of having the lead, Seymour, get on the bus and say hi to us. And for a lot of the kids who've been in New York, I did want to emphasize, like, that doesn't happen normally. but it was so cool that that gentleman came out of the stage door and we were like, can you get on the bus and say hi to the kids? He was like, absolutely. And so the kids thought it was very cool. We took some very cool pictures of that. I love the show. I like designing the show. I love operating the puppet. And the kids are doing a phenomenal job. Both Mrs. Dribble and I have talked about how uniquely wonderful this cast has been with this show this time around.
To have them see it on Broadway, did you notice then when you went back to rehearsals back here in Fredericksburg, they picked up some things with each of their characters?
Would we say yes, guys?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My name is Ivy Bailey. I play Mr. Mushnick. I'm very used to being cast and playing old men. So it's almost like stepping back into an old role, but it's something new. It's my first time singing a musical. It's been really fun to develop the accent. Was hilarious. I did it one night and I've been rolling with it.
Hey, my name is Damian Whitley and I'm playing Orange Scrivella, the dentist.
I'd say honestly, the best part is that I just get to have fun whenever I'm on stage because he's just like manic. He's insane. So every time I'm on stage, I'm just doing something weird. Great getting to know some new people and, you know, getting to work with some other people. This is also my first musical. So, and I've also never done choir, never done anything. So that's really a unique experience for me personally.
I'm Janaya Jean-Baptiste. I'm playing Ronette in the musical. I've actually done, this is my third musical, actually.
Oh, so you're a pro at this.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say pro, but
I will.
Well, when I first watched it, like the first time I watched it was freshman year. Miss Ribble, our choir teacher, she played it, and I was like, oh, okay. Like the second it started, I saw like the Doodop girls going at it. I was like, ooh, they're really interesting. But then it came to like the plant getting big and started talking. I was like, ooh, that's kind of scary. And it was doing all those actions. I was like, ooh, I'm kind of scared of that. And then now seeing it in person, I'm like, I don't want to be anywhere near it. New York was terrible. it was fun. I wasn't expecting like the actors to jump at me.
You were sitting in the
front row, like the front seat. I was like right there by the stairs. Like everyone kept on going to that stoop. I was like, oh my goodness, go away, please. Love you guys, go away. And like Seymour, when he had the plant on his hand, like he was jumping at people, but I didn't think he was going to come over towards me. But then I saw him like coming to the middle row. I was like, oh no, we're next. Yeah. The plant snapped at me. Everything was scaring me. It was terrifying.
My name is Tianjay Cole and I play Crystal, one of the other urchins. I just like how fun it is. Like I like being able to run around on stage with two girls who have been friends of mine for a while now. There is a lot that goes into it, but I feel it comes all back down to everyone being able to just have fun on stage, and we're all like a family together, so it's a lot of fun when we all get on stage.
I'm Jewels Tillman, and I play the voice of Audrey too. Number one, I love playing the villain of the story, and I like how deceiving the plant can be, and how like he just can get what he wants, because I love doing that too, like just getting my way. I love to see how much I can grow and expand, especially with my singing and my acting.
I'm Yasmin Simpson. I play the role Chiffon, the other urchin. The thought of getting to experience this musical with my friends, the people who I really want to do it with, and it's like broadening my my musical horizons. I'm a very dramatic person when no one's around.
I'm Heidi Martinez Hernandez, and I play Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors.
What do you like best about your role?
I would say that I like how Audrey is like so like vulnerable, and that's really nice to get into because she's such like a vulnerable character, and I feel like I'm also kind of like a sensitive being as well. So like playing this role and her kind of like wishing to have like this nice and calm, beautiful life, and it's just like the most simplest life you could ever imagine, and that's what she dreams of, and playing a character like that is really, really nice.
This is Keenan Berry. I play Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors, the lead, and I'm really excited. This is my third musical with JM, but I've been a part of like almost every single drama club production, I think, since I've been here. I played Nigel in Something Rotten, and then last year I played Daniel in Once on This Island. And so Seymour's like a really fun role for me because it's different than some of the previous stuff I've done. I started off high school a very anxious person myself. Maybe that's why I like playing anxiety. I like home. But I started out like very asocial and not really talking to anybody. And it's kind of like the stereotype, but it truly is like when you're at school, when you have like 14-hour long school days and you're sitting with people, it's like you got to get to know them and you start really enjoying their company.
The show is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets are online and at the door, I've had some people say, oh, you're not selling at the door. Yes, we are. We'll take cash, credit, or anything like that. We are not cashless. So come on out. It's $12 for students and staff and $16 general admission.